Uncle Kenneth's going to read the Bible passage. Okay. It's taken from Judges chapter 3, verse 12 to Judges chapter 4, verse 1. Once again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And because they did this evil, the Lord gave Eglon, king of Moab, power over Israel. Getting the Ammonites and Amalekites to join him, Eglon came and attacked Israel, and they took possession of the city of Palms. The Israelites were subject to Eglon, king of Moab, for 18 years. Again, the Israelites cried out to the Lord, and he gave them a deliverer, Ehud, a left-handed man, the son of Gera, the Benjamite. The Israelites sent him with tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Ehud had made a double-edged sword, about a foot and a half long, which he strapped to his right thigh under his clothing. He presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab, who was a very fat man. After Ehud had presented the tribute, he sent on their way the men who had carried it. At the idols near Gilgal, he himself turned back and said, "I have a secret message for you, O king." The king said, "Quiet." And all his attendants left him. Ehud then approached him while he was sitting alone in the upper room of his summer palace and said, "I have a message from God for you." As the king rose from his seat, Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh and plunged it into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in after the blade, which came out his back. Ehud did not pull the sword out, and the fat closed in over it. Then Ehud went out to the porch. He shut the doors of the upper room behind him and locked them. After he had gone, the servants came and found the doors of the upper room locked. They say, he must be relieving himself in the inner room of the house. They waited to the point of embarrassment. But when he did not open the doors of the room, they took a key and a lock. There they saw their Lord fallen to the floor, dead. While they waited, Ehud got away. He passed by the idols and escaped to Seirah. When he arrived there, he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites went down with him from the hills with him leading them. "Follow me," he ordered, "for the Lord has given Moab, your enemy, into your hands." So they followed him down, and taking possession of the fords of the Jordan that led to Moab, they allowed no one to cross over. At that time, they struck down about 10,000 Moabites, all vigorous and strong. Not a man escaped. That day, Moab was made subject to Israel, and the land had peace for 80 years. After Ehud came Shamgar, son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. He too saved Israel. After Ehud died, the Israelite once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. This is the Lord's word, and the time to Pastor Adrian.
Okay, good afternoon, children. Good afternoon, moms and dads, and good afternoon, friends, and for those who are visiting us for the very first time, welcome to ARPC's Family All Age Family Service, okay? Let's join our hands together to welcome one another. Shall we do that? Okay, thank you very much. Now, you should have your bulletins with you, and at the back page, we have what is usually called a sermon outline, but for today, it's called a sermon puzzle. Now, by that, I do not mean that the sermon will be a puzzle, but it's a crossword puzzle that you should be able to fill up and answer if you listen to the sermon attentively today. Okay, so it's a sermon crossword puzzle. Now, this afternoon, I would like to begin by honoring a few people who are sitting here amongst us. Okay, I want to honor them. And how do I do that? By a show of hands. Let me ask, how many of you brushed your teeth this morning? Okay, look at those who didn't raise their hands. Okay, put it down. Quickly, put it down. Okay, how many of you used your right hand to hold your toothbrush? Okay, put it down. Now, how many of you used your left hand to hold your toothbrush? Anybody? Okay, keep them raised. Okay, look around you. These are the people who are left-handed. Okay, put them down. Lefties. Okay, and I would like to honor you today. I would like to make special mention of you. Why? Because it is not easy to be left-handed. There are so many things that people use every day, which can be easy for the right-handed to use, but not very easy for the left-handed. Let me give you an example. Look at the wristwatch. Did you know that the wristwatch is not easy for the left-handed? So if you're left-handed and you wear your wristwatch on your right hand, it's very difficult to adjust, right? You need a mirror because you can't adjust it this way. Or you need to take them out and adjust it. So it's easy for the right-handed, but not easy for the left-handed. Have you ever tried cutting a piece of paper with a pair of scissors? Your pair of scissors is designed for the right-handed. So if you're right-handed, you cut using your left eye to look at it. But if you're left-handed and you want to use a pair of scissors, you have to do this because you couldn't see it from this side. So the pair of scissors is easy for the right-handed, but very, very difficult for the left-handed. Some more things here. What is this? Yeah, it's a spiral notebook. Easy for you to write on, but if you're a left-handed, the twisted wire will give pain on your hand, right? So it's easy for the right-handed, but not easy for the left-handed. Now, if you fancy for some Ben and Jerry's, what do you use to scoop it out? You use a ice cream scooper, right? Ice cream scooper, something like this. The ice cream scooper is easy if you're right-handed. But if you're left-handed, you better be careful because your skin can get stuck to the gears here and you will have syrup on your ice cream. So the ice cream scooper is easy for the right-handed, but not easy for the left-handed. Like, by the way, I put a disclaimer on the sermon puzzle, right? Which you need to read. Today's sermon is rated PG, parental guidance, because of graphic and gory descriptions. And last but not the least, I shouldn't be saying this, it's your iPhone. If you are left-handed, you couldn't slide it to the left to unlock it, right? The buttons are placed on the wrong side. So to all the left-handed, the lefties, I salute you. Okay, so everybody, let's give them a salute with our left hand. Left hand. Why? Because you are unique, you are unusual, you are part of that small group of people who are considered odd. And today, I'd like to talk to somebody who is as unique as you are. And who is that man? It's Ehud. Okay, notice, look at Ehud. What's different about him? What's unusual about him? What is odd about him? Ehud is left-handed. Okay, that's something unique and different about him. Now, Ehud is left-handed. And why is he left-handed? It's not because Ehud, from young, chose to use his left hand to hold a pencil. It's not because he, from young, chose to use the left hand to dribble the ball, or he chose his left hand to play scissors, paper, and stones. No. But when the Bible tells us that Ehud is left-handed in the original text, what it meant is that Ehud is slow on the right hand. Slow on the right hand. I don't know, maybe it's called delayed motor skills, or our therapist would call that low muscle tone. Hokkien is simple. It's just bolat. Chiu bolat, right? So there's a lot of things that can be very difficult if you are left-handed. You go to school. On the first day, you're excited, and you discover that the armchair is for the right-handed. So if you want to doze off in class, you got no table to lean on, right? And then when your teacher tells you to bring out your pencil to write, sooner or later you will discover that your palm is filled with smudges from the pencil because you're writing from your left. And when your mom asks you, can you please open a can of Campbell's? You say, I can't because my jiachu bolat. Because the can opener is designed for the right-handed. And when your classmates challenge you for a round of thumb wrestling, you will surely lose, right? Because you're a lefty, right? And you couldn't use your right hand for for thumb wrestling. So being a left-handed can really be a hiccup. After all, you are not like most people. For every 10 people, they say there's only one who is left-handed, or even lesser than that. So as a left-handed, you could be left out. To many, you are the unusual. You are the odd one who is out. But I must tell you that being left-handed does have its wonders. Left-handed people are known to be artistic, right? So if you're left-handed, chances are you are musically talented. That's all I know because I'm a right-handed. If you are a left-handed, it also has its surprises. So I was told that the Filipino world boxing champion, know him? Manny Pacquiao. He has won 10 world titles, and he is the second highest paid athlete in the world, followed by Tiger Woods and LeBron James. And what is his secret? It's his left-hand punch. So on the ring, when the opponent shoots his right punch, Manny Pacquiao would duck and then quickly respond with a left-hand punch, knocking out the opponent. Now, children, please do not try this with your Filipino maid. So you see, being left-handed, being the unusual, being the left out is not the end of the world. And Ehud believed this. Not only Ehud, so did his brothers, so did his cousins, so did his uncles. And that is why they were all born with a slow right hand, but they did not allow that fact to bother them. Instead, they trained their left hand to be able to do what their right hand could not. And the Bible tells us that all the relatives of Ehud became deadly slingers. They could use the slingshot with their left hand and use it with deadly accuracy. So they will use it, woo, 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 and then release the stone and attack the opponent, surprising their right-handed enemies. And so, yes, Ehud may be left-handed, he may be left out by the rest, but it didn't matter. Why? Because what is important is that he is right about God. And that is all that matters. So when all the people in his day left God to do what they think is right in their own eyes, Ehud, the left-handed, was the only one left who dared to follow God. And so when God called Ehud to a very important rescue mission, what did Ehud do? He used his left hand and saluted and said, "At your service," and he offered his left hand to the service of God. And what was that important rescue mission? It was to rescue Israel. It was to rescue Israel from the harsh and cruel rule of a king named Eglon. And the Bible says he's the fat, heavy, evil king of Moab. So Eglon, the fat, heavy, evil king of Moab, he ruled Israel for 18 years. 18 long years. You know what it's like to be ruled for 18 long years by a fat, evil king? I think this is what it looked like. Number one, food supply will be very limited. Okay? Your daddy and your mommy will have to queue up in the market every day to wait for food supplies to be delivered. Sometimes it comes, sometimes food doesn't come. And if they do come, each family will only get to have one box of Fruit Loops that will last you for 2 months because short supply. And its best before date is 6 months ago. What does it mean to live for 18 long years under the harsh and cruel rule of an evil fat king? I think this is what happens. Children will be banned from playing Minecraft. Okay, instead, all the children will be working in the real mine shafts. Digging what? Digging for lapis lazuli, so that the king can use it to dye his robes. What does it mean to live for 18 long years under a cruel, evil, fat, heavy king? You know, at the end of each year, children are not going to receive gifts from their parents, because your daddy and your mommy will have to pack a gift for the king. And the Bible calls it a tribute. A tribute. So if it was a harsh and cruel life under the fat, evil King Eglon for 18 years, and sometimes you wonder, if God is almighty, if God is all-powerful, why was Israel conquered by a fat, evil king? If God is in control, why is Israel conquered by the Ammonites and the Amalekites? The answer, my friends, is found in the question. God is almighty. God is powerful. And God made the fat, evil king super powerful. Super powerful, joining forces with the Amalekites and the Ammonites and conquered Israel. So God is almighty. God is powerful. But why did God do this? God did this because Israel fell for the Canaanite women. The Canaanite women who enticed them to worship their idols. God did this because Israel left God and worshiped Baal. God did this because Israel slaughtered their children and poured their blood on the altar of their idols. So God is almighty. God is powerful. God is in control. And God used the fat, evil king to punish the people with 18 long years of harsh and cruel rule. God, however, is a compassionate God. He's a compassionate God. When the Israelites cried out to God for help, what did God do? When they cried out because of the harsh and cruel life under Eglon, God heard their cries. And God called Ehud, the left-handed, Ehud, the lefty, and made him judge. And what does the word judge mean? It actually means that he is rescuer. He is a rescuer. And his role, he was called to crush the rule of the fat, evil king. And what did Ehud do? Ehud, although he was left-handed, he was able to make for himself a sword, a double-edged sword, which means it's sharp on the both sides. Ooh, it's painful. It's a very long sword, about 18 inches in length. And he strapped it on his right thigh to hide it. And at the end of each year, when it's time to present gifts to the king, Ehud went to present a gift to the king. But he had another surprise gift. And so when he told the king, I have a surprise gift for you, the fat evil king, who was very fond of surprises, said, what is it? It's a secret message from God. And without using his head, the fat evil king sent everybody away so that he can hear the secret message from God to receive the surprise gift. And when the fat evil king leaned over to listen to the secret message, what was the message? Ehud quickly retrieved his 18-inch long sword and plunged it slow motion to the belly of the king. And the sword disappeared because the king was so fat that the fat covered the handle of the sword. So imagine, it was probably flap, 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 and then it covered the hand of the sword. So Ehud didn't even have to retrieve the sword. And the Bible tells us that the king fell on the floor and poo came out. Ehud, like a ninja warrior, quickly closed all the doors, and he probably held his nose so that he couldn't smell poo, and he escaped through the back door. He sounded the trumpet, toot, 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 and called all the Israelites to come and attack the Moabites. That day alone, 10,000 Moabites were slaughtered, and Israel was finally liberated from the rule of the Moabites. No more mineshaft work. No more year-end tributes for the king. No more expired Fruit Loops on the dinner table. Israel can now enjoy good, peaceful life. And it did for the next 80 years under the rule of Ehud. And it's all because of God's compassion on his people. And the people cried out, God heard their cries, and God sent a rescuer. All because God used a very unusual man, a left-handed Ehud, one who is left out, but one who is right about God. And so Eglon, the fat evil king, is dead. No more cruel and harsh living for the Israelites. But did you know that there's another Eglon who is very much alive and well today? Another Eglon who is very much well alive today. And the Bible calls him the prince of the world. The Bible calls him the ruler of all evil forces. And he is described as a hungry lion who is waiting to pounce and devour someone to destroy that someone. And who is this modern day Eglon? It's Satan. It's the devil. And he attracts people to sin. He makes people like sin. He makes people love sin. And he draws people away from God, and he sets a trap for people, and in the end, he destroys them. And many have fallen trapped into the devil's trap and become his slaves. Thankfully, God called one man. God called one man to rescue us from the devil's trap. God called a very unusual man who is not like us, a man who dared to follow God fully, a man who, even when everybody else left God to follow the desires of their own thoughts, what they think is right in their own eyes, this unusual man obeyed God fully and did what was right in God's eyes. This no ordinary man is none other than who? It's none other than Jesus, God's Son. He rescues us from sin, and he rescues us from the traps of the devil so that we may no longer live under the harsh and cruel life of sin, but so that we can enjoy a life of peace with God. Jesus rescues us by giving up his life on the cross so that you and I can and have life and enjoy peace. So the question is, will you follow this man, Jesus, the deliverer and rescuer? Even when everybody else wants to follow sin and the devil, will you be the unusual man who would dare to follow God and live like Jesus? Let's bow down our heads, close our eyes, and I shall lead us in prayer. Let's pray. We thank you, Father, for sending a rescuer, your Son, the Lord Jesus, to rescue us from a life of sin so that we will now have peace with you, freed from the harsh and cruel life of being enslaved to sin. Thank you for giving us Jesus. May we follow him. May we obey him. May we worship and surrender our lives to you. We ask all these in Jesus' name. Amen.